Have you made the jump from the boob tube to the YouTube? A digital media revolution is underway, and traditional media is paying attention. Talking with some of today's most downloaded celebrities is Altogether Now's Jeremy Neuberger.
Man, the news just keeps on going. One of these days, I'd just love to see an article finish with the end.
Remember that song, Video Killed the Radio Star? Well, video, meet internet. A broadband explosion has empowered creative types everywhere, turning unknown entertainers into internet celebrities.
This is Zay Frank thinking for me.
Zay Frank is a performance artist who in 2001 emailed a party invite to his friends featuring video of himself doing various silly dance moves.
Back in 2001, I created a birthday invitation and sent it to 17 people. And, within a few days, over a million people a day were coming to it.
That invite received more than 37 million hits, a larger audience than a single episode of Fox's hit show 24. I caught up with Zay at the epicenter of the Zay Frank universe, a cluttered apartment in Brooklyn, New York. Today, Zay produces a daily internet reality program called The Show with Zay Frank. It is an irreverent look at just about everything, from the latest news headlines to peanut butter and jelly to Condoleezza Rice.
Condoleezza, Condoleezza, I need to see you tonight.
Did anyone say to you in 2001 when you sent this invite and started getting this lightning strike that this is your 15-minute, Zay?
Yeah, I mean, sure, that's, it's been quite a long 15 minutes, absolutely, to some degree, it was, it was my 15 minutes, of that, and, out of that, I've engineered a few other 15 minutes in different spaces.
Your current 15 minutes, the show with Zay Frank, is this daily show you're producing with an audience of over 100,000 viewers, is what I read on your site. What inspired this project?
The ZayFrank.com project has become such a massive organic beast that it's kind of almost impossible to control. There's probably over 100 in some projects going on. Each of them have depth that can, be up to 3,000 or 4,000 photographs or, this or that. And it was sort of a little bit uncontrollable and very, very difficult to manage for me. And I found that, my energies were sort of dispersed over such a wide playing field that I became really fascinated by this notion of really participating in this kind of quasi-reality of video blogging, where, the connection that you can have to your audience is much, much more direct.
One added bonus of doing an internet show is that Zay's audience can be an active part of his program.
When it comes to communicating with the audience, I think you try as much as you possibly can. And I think that the most interesting thing for me is to constantly be vigilant and, see where interest lies. Like, I'll give you a very, very simple example. For the first half of the show, I had comments directly below the video. And the comments became a little bit crazy, a little unmanageable, because it was upwards of 300, 400, 500 comments a day that were being landed. And not only that, but people were starting to sit there and wait for the video to come out, and then they would just post first. But, from my standpoint, if a whole bunch of people are willing to put that kind of energy to posting first, well, we should facilitate it, we should make some kind of a game about being the top comment. When I think about this kind of conversation, I think a lot about how the cost of authorship tools have dropped so much, and people are able to sort of directly experiment with and experience the production of media.
When I asked Zay if he thought television was converging with the internet, he had a unique perspective.
I find it a little bit ironic when people talk about the merging of television and internet, right? Because they're specifically referring to physical platforms. Like, a television is a television, right? That's, beyond that, in some way that the actual technologies can merge. But, fundamentally, I don't think about it in terms of platform to that degree. The question for me then becomes, what is the role of broadcast-style programming in any platform versus what is the role of this other kind of media in any platform, and how do you sustain it? Because the idea of just smooshing everything together and that's going to help or be the most sustainable model to me seems a little misguided, because they both have incredible value. One has an amazing legacy and seems to be hard-coded into the human brain, right? This storytelling, communication. The other one is this very, very kind of new and exciting emerging possibilities space that we still have to figure out how to navigate. And I'm not talking about technologically, I'm talking about emotionally. People are just on the verge of saying, I do have emotions in this space.
Lital Mizell lives on the other side of the globe, in a suburb of Tel Aviv. She's known as Tasha to the millions who have made her one of the most popular personalities on YouTube.
Did you hear that?
Lital's first YouTube hit was a music video of Hey by the Pixies, featuring her and a friend. They lip-synced, danced, and played air guitar, and then posted it on the site.
I guess a week after it was posted, a lot of people saw it, and we were just in shock. And then I think it got to about, I don't know, after a month or two, it was in the first places on YouTube.
How did you feel when you saw your video become the number one viewed video on YouTube?
It was so awesome. I felt so good.
How much of a response were you getting just from people watching this clip? Was your email box flooded?
Yeah. it's been a year since then, and people still write me a lot of emails, and I get a lot of good comments about the clip.
What's the strangest feedback you've gotten?
Well, I got this message from this guy from Lebanon, and he said that if our governments will both sit and watch this clip, then I guess it will lead to peace or something like that.
As with Zay, Lital gained notice not because of slick marketing, but because of websites that allow individual filmmakers to share their work, and more importantly, find an audience.
It's a great thing, because that way you can have people to watch your videos and tell you what they really think, and that's really important. That's the main reason I uploaded them.
What about opportunities? As a young filmmaker, have there been job offers since this clip?
Yeah. Many people are asking me to do video clips, and also on the internet. And there's been, here in Israel, a director that saw the video, and he asked me to come and edit a big commercial for him. Before the clip, I really liked movies and cinema, and I always wanted to try doing what I love. And after the clip, it just made me realize that, I don't know, maybe it's the thing that I want to do. And if it wasn't for the clip, it wouldn't have happened.
Shortly after speaking with Zay and Tasha, Zay Franks the Show picked up some real sponsors, and YouTube was bought by Google for $1.65 billion. Reporting for Altogether Now, I'm Jeremy Neuberger.
Thank you for listening to Altogether Now. Altogether Now is sponsored by Cisco. If you'd like more information on today's show or future segments, you can find it at cisco.com/go/altogethernow. On the next segment of Altogether Now, find out how online weather reports are helping save our planet's resources. Don't miss it. Thanks for joining me. I'm Charles Zeewee.